org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Before the St. Lucie County Administration Center was built on 25th Street in Fort Pierce, the area was mostly woods, and it was a place where some folks took their freshly captured sea turtles and manatees. Jack Favorite grew up a few blocks away in the 1950s. He remembers the woods as kind of an outdoor slaughtering center.
I call it slaughtering house, but it was just frame set up to stretch out the turtles and the sea cows.
Did you go there with your dad? Is that how you knew about it?
No, I went over on my bicycle and rode around, and you came upon these places everywhere in that area.
It wasn't really a secret at all, was it?
No, the game wardens kind of looked the other way because people were hungry back then, and it was a good supply of meat and protein. They would ride the beaches with their beach buggies and jeeps. When they got a turtle or two or they caught a manatee, they would bring them out there to dress them out and take the good meat home and leave the carcasses there.
I guess the birds and other animals had a field day.
Yeah, the buzzards and the crows were in great number in the area all the time, and they were fat. I always ride my bike over there. My dog was in a wagon behind me. My pigeon flew overhead. This was just part of our adventure.
Was that your pet pigeon?
Yes, my brother was in the FFA.
Future Farmers of America.
Correct. And one of his projects was raising pigeons, and I picked one for my own, and everywhere as I went, she flew above me.
How long did you have your pet pigeon?
Basically, until one of the kids in the neighborhood shot her with a shotgun.
Oh, why'd they do that?
Just being kids, being mean, I don't know. I used to ride my bike to high school. At that time, 25th in Virginia. Well, Virginia wasn't there, but 25th was all dirt. All the roads to Dan McCarty were dirt roads. When the state college area was a dump, I saw a mother black panther and two cubs. They had regular animal trails all through that area. I was following one trail, and she was on a trail that crossed mine, and I heard them coming through the bushes. So I stopped because I thought it was my brother who I was chasing. She stuck her head into the intersection, and I stuck my head in the intersection. When I saw her, I froze, and she looked at me for about 5 minutes, and then she decided I was safe. She went on her way and led two cubs right over. Crossed in front of me.
You didn't get between the mama panther and the cubs, did you?
Heavens no. I'd have been mincemeat.
You wouldn't be here to talk about it.
That's correct. We had a dog named Molly. Over on the Little Jim Bridge, there was a coon, and he stole everybody's fish. They had tried rifles, they had tried coon dogs, they had tried everything to get rid of this coon, and nobody could get him. So one night, Dad took my Molly over, and I cried the whole time because I knew she was going to be killed. She was a dog, but she was really my sister. I consider that. The first fish that got stole, my dad reached down, patted her on the head, and said, "Sick him." She went back into the swamp there at the end of Little Jim Bridge. It sounded like a war going on between the barking and the shrieking. After a while, it got quiet. The mangroves began to rattle, and out came the dog. She walked right down the middle and over Little Jim Bridge, just as proud as she could be, and the coon was never seen again.
Jack Favorite, a retired firefighter, is an active member of the county's historical society. Listen to past Flora Days shows by going to WQCS.org, clicking on Programming, and then on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.